It's your day in tech yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the day in tech history, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. 22nd, 1457, Gutenberg Bible becomes the first printed book. 1895, the first motion picture was shown on a screen presented by Auguste and Louis Lumiere in a private screen of the Société d'Encouragement à l'Industrie Nationale. 1935, television broadcasts begin in Berlin, Germany, with a low definition of a 180-line system. 1942, the BBC begins transmitting news bulletins in Morse code for the benefit of resistance fighters in Europe. 1946, the first rocket built in the United States, one of the WAC corporals, leaves the Earth's atmosphere a year after Germany launched their rocket. 1955, in the UK, television broadcasting hours for both BBC and forthcoming ITV services are a fixed at total of 35 hours on weekdays, with a maximum of 8 hours. 1960, the first laser is patented and assigned to the Bell Telephone Laboratories by Arthur Shalow and Charles Hard Townes. 1971, Thomas Stanley of RCA Laboratories applies for a patent for the capacitance electronic disc, or CED, the vinyl equivalent of the DVD. And Ralph Baer files yet another pivotal patent in video game technology. This one's for the creation of television gaming and training apparatus. 1981, RCA begins selling the Selectivision video disc, exactly 10 years after RCA applied for the first patents. And Soyuz 39 carries two cosmonauts to Salyut 6. 1982, the third space shuttle mission, Columbia 3, was launched. 1984, Microsoft Press introduced the first two titles, Carrie Lou's The Apple Macintosh Book and Peter Norton's Exploring the IBM PC Junior Home Computer. 1985, the Ekran 14 satellite was launched. It was a series of geostationary Russian satellites developed to deliver one television and two radio channels to cable systems throughout the USSR. And NASA launched the Intelsat VA. 1989, a contract for the home video game rights to Tetris was finalized with Nintendo, which insisted on a clause that the Russians would come to America to testify in the legal battle. 1993, the Intel Corporation ships the first Pentium microprocessors invented by Vinod Dam. The chips featured 60 and 66 megahertz clock speeds, 100 plus MIPS, with over 3.1 million transistors. Also in 1993, Microsoft released Microsoft Encarta, the first encyclopedia designed to run on a computer. 1994, Soyuz TM-21 returns from the Mir space station. 1995, cosmonaut Valery Polyakov returns after setting a record for 438 days in outer space. 1996, the Apple Pippin multimedia system in Japan was released by Bandai. The price was 64,820 yen, about $620. And the space shuttle Atlantis launched en route to the third U.S. shuttle mission to Russian space station Mir. 1997, Halley-Bopp, the comet, made its closest approach to Earth. 1999, Bleem begins accepting pre-orders for Bleem PlayStation emulator for personal computers. The first 1,000 purchases qualify at the introductory price of $19.95. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. You know you want a drone. You're a techie kind of person. You like to have fun outdoors, and it is getting warmer now. It's kind of like when you were a kid and you got that first RC car. Except this one flies. Connect the camera and record around your house. You can go to your park and put together some great videos of your kids playing ball, flying kites, and more. You can even get the ball or the kite's perspective. If you go over to geekazine.com/DJI, geekazine.com/DJI, you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom 2. It's the one that I have and use all around Madison here. Then go out to the park and have yourself some fun. Geeky fun with DJI Technologies and the Phantom 2 drone. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2001, AMD launched the 1.33 gigahertz Athlon processor. Price was $350. In 2009, Skype launched Skype for SIP. 2011, New York court rejects Google on their settlement of Google Books. This would put the final nail in the Google Books coffin. And in 2013, the FCC chair, Julius Genachowski, announced that he would step down in the upcoming weeks. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.